Welcome back to Vodka Sofa and Lies. I'm Dan Morrison.
And I'm Lisa Hamilton.
It's so lovely to be back.
That was such a deep breath in from you at the top there.
Did I breathe in really bad?
It was just like, fuck, here we are again.
Yeah. No, but I'm happy to be here. So it's not like a sigh of like despair. It's like a sigh of happiness. I don't know if that's a thing, actually.
This is my therapy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. God, I can't afford therapy, so I'm doing this as like an outlet now, which
is
great.
And you know what? All truth be told, we're probably doing more damage.
So much damage. I am in such a worse place.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's really nice to see.
I'm still happy to be here. Yeah. It's
really so nice good to be here. Hope everyone out there who's listening, you're stable.
Yeah.
And if
and
not,
if you need to talk
okay.
someone, seek a professional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely don't.
Not us.
Don't come to us.
No.
But we're super excited that you're back and listening.
Yeah. Happy you're here.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a wild couple of episodes. We did our first away day.
Away day. Yeah, a little excursion. Loved it.
Yeah, the feedback is...
Well, some good feedback.
Positive.
Yeah. Yeah. People enjoyed it. I thought it was a bit neg a little bit, but we couldn't be positive about that experience either.
No. We were ready to be positive.
Oh, absolutely. We wanted to praise like Ricky Lee. Like we wanted to sit there and just sing her praises, basically.
But she wasn't even there enough for us to.
No, we quickly realized that we had to get the fuck out.
Yeah, we bolted.
Yeah.
But we're trying to lift the mood.
Absolutely.
With that being said.
And something that has lifted my mood is our first little topic, which is TENS announced their pilot week.
Yes.
And there's a few projects there. And something that I have been asking for years now is on the cards, which is titled I Am Roxy, which is PR Quen. Mm-hmm. Roxy Jasenko has a reality show in the works. And I honestly couldn't be more excited.
I'm chuffed.
Yeah.
I'm really chuffed about this one.
One thing I need to say from the top, I hope the editors troll her just a little.
Okay. Do you think she can take it?
No, that's why I want them to troll her. I think it'll be a really contentious kind of thing between her and Channel 10, but I just really hope she is not allowed near the editing room and they just get to put out whatever they've come up with. I think that'll be the recipe for success for this show.
Well, it was just like music to my ears
absolutely.
I found out that this was on the slate because, of course, we do know that a couple of years ago it was in... It was in production, right? A reality show of Roxy Jasenko.
Yeah, I feel like this has been on the cards for like a long time. Like we've heard whispers about something like this, but I never knew where it went. Or was this prior to old mate going to jail?
Ooh, good question.
I couldn't say.
I don't know, but boy, am I glad that we're circling back
here.
Post, jailbird situation. And post her having... okay.
Yeah, I know this is an interesting topic because I was going to ask you probably the same thing you're going to say as well, but please go.
Oh, well, I was just going to say maybe because I know there's going to be more, but what three things are you most hoping they'll touch on in the reality show?
So one of the main things is I really want to make sure the tragic people that work at her PR agency are included in this narrative. I need them to almost have like confessionals on the side speaking to camera about their experience with Roxy because I feel as much as everyone's all smiles there is some deep-seated issues between all of them working in that PR agency.
I actually don't think it's all smiles there because she fires so many people because it pops up on this email blast that I have that people are like leaving and they're formally
Because
Sweaty
you're
Betty.
Part of the Sweaty Betty like newsletter kind of thing.
Absolutely not. Don't you dare.
Okay.
Don't you dare. How,
where are you finding this?
So there's like a central EDM for all events, PR activity in the kind of media industry.
Yeah.
And it's like a daily blast. And every now and then you get like Shelley Shalina, formerly of Sweaty.
I want Shelley Shalina to have her own show already.
And you know what? She's also on the
show. She's actually the next Bachelorette. Shelley Shalina has left Sweaty Betty PR because she's going to be our next Bachelorette.
Yeah. So she, but I mean, cases like that have happened and she's actually had like quite a a lot of legal issues with former employees.
Yeah. So, what's the legal issues? Them trying to sue her for something or what? Like just unfair dismissal or something?
So I believe it is these girls going out and starting their own like side hustles.
Yeah.
And she's just not about that. And I mean, this could be completely unsubstantiated because as we know, we just skim over facts.
Unsubstantiated rumors and I like presenting them as facts.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm about. So yeah, let's just go along with this narrative.
Okay. So I also, and this again, really needs to be fact checked, but
yes.
Remember, who was the former Jeff Hugel? The swimmer. Yes,
yeah,
the swimmer.
Okay. I saw him on a bus once.
Okay, well, was he doing cocaine?
Sure. Why? Why?
Well, you know,
why is this important to this?
Well, because you know the story. He and his wife got busted at the races with a couple of baggies on them.
Who doesn't have a bag on them at the races? Like,
I
truly.
Know. As I read that story, I wasn't going like, he's a bad guy. I was like, bad luck.
Yeah, exactly. And they could search anyone there.
Exactly. Literally.
And start their own drug ring.
The horses. I'd go there first. The horses would be packing so much bag.
Where? Like in the tort?
In their little side pockets.
Okay.
Easy access for the jockeys once they've won or
whatnot.
Yeah,
because those fucking jockeys are coked up to the nines. It's
insane.
Why
do you think the horses run so fast?
What? Because they're coked up as well.
Yeah, just a little,
poor horses.
Something.
What?
In the
they
trough.
All coked up, get to the end and get shot. Jesus,
exactly.
Poor things.
I actually don't think that's a bad way to go out.
Okay. I'll make sure, like, when you're like nearing the end of your like life here on Earth, I just fill
off.
You up with a bit of coke and just stand at the other end of the line with like a shotgun or something, and just end you. Go out the way the horses do.
I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, it is kind of poetic when you think about it.
Anyway, I digress.
Yeah.
He was caught with his wife
okay.
and they had to go sort of very public about, you know, apologizing and going to rehab. And it was just like,
yeah.
I think she worked for her.
Okay.
Potentially. And there was a bit
of Jeff Hugo's wife
yes.
worked for Roxy.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now I see where we are now. Yeah.
So with that in mind, I'd love for that story to be told. Obviously,
to be brought up. Yeah.
We're obviously just going to get Roxy's side of it, but because I don't think Mrs. Hugel's ever going to get her own reality show.
Absolutely not. But that's why I'm saying I want these side characters to be able to speak to camera without Roxy over their shoulder, because
yeah.
I feel like we'll get a lot more of the story that way. And there's some really interesting like insta-gay guys that work for her as well, which
oh, really?
I feel like will be interesting additions
okay.
to that story as well.
What about NDAs? Do you think she's gone wild with them?
Oh, 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because I would love to get more of that, that inside tea
yeah.
to spilleth over.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she's probably going to gag quite a few of them.
Oh, absolutely. They've all signed something before getting filmed.
But maybe we'll see a story behind their eyes, though, even though they might be spilling bullshit and being
yeah.
like, oh, she's amazing to work for.
But that's just the thing. I can't wait till this comes out because all these former employees are going to come out of the
oh,
woodwork
yes.
and start talking to like Daily Mail and everyone
amazing.
And give us the tea.
Okay, amazing.
I hate that I just said tea. I said it too. Yeah, I know. I think I was going off that, but I've...
Did you hate me when I said
no,
it?
No. It's fine for you to say it. It's not good for me. I just, I want to end myself right now.
It's not good for your personal brand.
Yeah, no. I reject that for myself. I'm so sorry.
Well, you know we can edit this out.
No, that's fine. I like to hear my mistakes back at me.
Oh, my God, you are so brave.
Because I learn and grow, you know what I mean?
You are so brave.
This is therapy after all. We said this at the top.
It really is. Okay, now what else do we want covered? Obviously, the marriage.
The marriage, yes. Because what's your understanding of what happened while he was in jail? Do you really think she was fucking around?
No, I know for a fact.
Oh, great.
So,
the, like our other facts or this is a fact?
No, this is secondhand.
Oh, I love secondhand
like,
facts. Yeah.
So, and I actually think that this is, we can go by this more than me just reading something on the internet because
great.
To be honest, that whole Jeff Hugel thing could be made up.
Okay,
so...
We won't check that either afterwards.
No, we won't check it, but it's a good story.
Yeah.
So I know this girl who knows Roxy's ex.
Great. Roxy's ex, so the like one before the husband,
Nabil,
obviously.
Nabil
yeah.
or whatever.
Nabil.
Something.
Okay.
Like, she's in that circle.
Yes.
So she, when those photos came out while her dear husband was incarcerated...
Yeah.
and she was snapped. I feel like it was in Bondi hooking up with this Nabil
lovely
guy. And I'm probably saying his name wrong.
Yeah, no, it's probably, you're probably being wildly offensive right now, but let's just roll with it.
Nathan.
Yeah. Just giving it a bit of flair. Yeah.
And so these pictures, paparazzi pictures were taken and they were seen hooking up.
Yes. And yes, because I remember something like this, like while
the, super grainy.
Yeah, while he's away.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll play. Let okay. me be. Sorry.
I want to move away from you, but.
Yeah.
And I said, hit me, sis. Like, what's going on? Is yeah. it like what's. And she's like, yeah, they've full blown been fucking.
Great.
For this whole time. And then I was like, oh, that is so good. That it's just amazing. Adds such an incredible element.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when he got released, was he in there only for a year?
I feel like it wasn't that long.
Yeah.
Didn't he come out like jacked as well?
Yeah. He. Yeah. Definitely been pumping something.
Yeah. Okay. And outside of, so obviously we need to see like their dynamic with each other, because I feel like on the surface that they're probably trying to make it look nice, but I think underneath it's in a shambles.
Well, see, I was just, when he was released, I was like, are they going to get back together? Because of course she's just been photographed hooking up with someone else, and my
getting
source.
Getting dicked by Nabil.
And then lo and behold, like mere weeks later, he proposed to her again.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what happened in those few weeks? Because she obviously, and then she went on a current affair, and or was it Sunday 60 night?
60 minutes. Oh, wow.
One of those.
Yeah, 60 minutes.
And she came clean and said, yeah, look, I had an affair while he was.
Was that the same kind of 60 minute thing where she was talking about the cancer and stuff as well, and there was all of that going on? Or was that kind of while he was in there she started doing that?
I really.
It all blends to me.
Wish that you hadn't have brought up the cancer thing.
Outside of hubby as well, I do want to see inside the world of little Pixie yep. as well.
Pixie
Bowes as well. Pixie, I feel like it's just going to angle for a spin-off as soon as this show comes out.
Yeah, I think she...
She's more of a hustler than the mum.
She runs the show, for sure. But I also am hoping that you're going to get some of these great, like, stage mum moments where it's like, come here, Pixie, like, smile for the camera. And she's like, actually, fuck off, mum.
Yeah, she's going to be done with her.
Yeah.
I don't think their relationship's great.
No, you can already see fractures.
Yeah, no,
fractures.
I was going through her Instagram like, ooh, a lot of this feels forced.
Oh my God, you can feel the tension, can
you? Feel
you?
The tension through the Instagram post.
Oh my God. And what about the other one?
Little boy.
Is he making money
not
yet?
Not sure what he's up to.
What a lazy fuck.
I know. Like, Pixie's out here running an bow empire. And what the, I don't even know the
Jojo,
other kid's name.
Jojo Siwa who?
Yeah, exactly.
And the kid, he's like 3 now or something.
Yeah, like what are you doing? Like, where's your side hustle?
It honestly makes me sick when I see a toddler and I find out that they're just going to kindy.
Yeah.
And they're not doing anything.
Yeah, like you have like the people there to help you.
Yeah.
To this create.
This is your moment.
Like, what are you going to be? The Rob Kardashian of your family? Like, how dare you?
You're going to be a sock designer?
Yeah. Like, use these opportunities in front of you. Don't be like every other 3-year-old.
I will at this point remind you that we are making a podcast as a side hustle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's humbled me.
It really has. Now, anything else to add to Roxy? I mean,
I just, well, she came into my life when I watched Celebrity Apprentice Australia.
At a time
that's
when
how
you really needed.
Yeah, and I fell in love with her at that point. She was really a star of that show, and I really resonated with her.
Once sort of pilot week, because when does the pilot week air? Is it towards
they
the end of the
said
year?
Coming soon. There was a vague date.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, of coming. There was no date.
My biggest fear is it doesn't go to full production.
Yeah, I don't want to just see a pilot, then it goes away. No. I'm going to have to campaign to save I Am Roxy.
Okay.
As soon as it comes out. So I'm just going to make sure I tweet positive feedback just so 10 takes that on board and make sure that they do keep it. I do have to mention, though, while looking at Roxy's Instagram today, she did take a helicopter to Bankstown Sports Club.
Why?
Who can say?
Well, do you think maybe we're filming something there?
I don't know, but... Like a helicopter to Bankstown Sports Club?
Something's not right there.
You don't do that.
No, although I don't know. Maybe Bankstown's going off these days.
Well, the sports club is a nice venue.
Wait, have you been there?
Yes, I have.
Oh, my God.
I pop in there when my car is getting serviced because I go out to that area because the guy's a VW specialist, apparently, so I have to go to him for some reason. Anyway, I go and have a nice little coffee with Mum in Bankstown Sports Club. It's a lovely venue.
Okay, so why are you throwing shade?
You don't need to take a helicopter there. That's my shade. Like, you don't need to travel that way. Car's fun.
But aren't you glad that she did in case that ties into some sort of ridiculous storyline?
Oh, absolutely. If this is her just, like, blowing her fucking cash to make a good pilot, then go ahead, Roxy. Please take your helicopter everywhere.
Doesn't she have, like, a crazy amount of Birkin bags? Like,
Sure. I assume so. She got money, so I assume.
And the cars. I mean, the whole thing doesn't check out for me that you make that much money from a PR. Like, there's not that much to publicise in Australia. No. It doesn't make sense to me.
Couldn't tell you who she represents either.
I feel like she represents maybe Mercedes.
Oh, okay.
I think, or a car.
I feel like she goes to a lot of Mercedes events, so that seems about right.
Okay.
And she also is a spokesperson for Stan. I know that as well.
Do they have a lot of money?
Sure. It's Channel 9. What is that?
Channel the
is
9.
Is it Fairfax? Is that who it is?
Oh, I don't know. No, yeah, no, see, let's not
I
do this.
I can't delve
in
into business. I have no idea.
Let's not who go owns there. Who.
No, the other thing I do have to mention is Channel 10's aggressive marketing campaign that they've started doing for Roxy, where they've spray painted Roxy is a cunt
no, they haven't.
On... You know this story.
No, I have.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. I ruined it. No. I ruined it. I was like, oh, my God, that's actually really progressive of Channel 10.
It's really progressive to call the star of the new show a cunt.
Oh, my God. But imagine if they started tagging that all over Sydney.
But, hopefully this could be part of the pilot as well. But basically, for people who don't know, there was a bunch of spray paint gone up around Paddington and also some roads like kind of near the eastern suburbs that had spray paint that said Roxy is a cunt on there like a few weeks ago. So, you know, someone's done her wrong. And do you know what? I feel like, oh, no, or she's done them wrong, which I believe could be a former employee, hopefully.
Oh, my God.
That's why I feel like this show is spicy because it's going to have people who hate her around her, hopefully.
Yeah. But also, like, you and I can understand the brilliance of a character like this for a reality show.
Yeah, because they're perfect fodder.
It's pretty much the only thing we've studied at length over the years is the dynamics of a reality show.
Absolutely.
Call us scholars, if you will.
Historians, maybe.
Yeah, we're just waiting for our sort of official titles to come through.
Yes.
But... I really think there's more people that hate her, which is exactly why Channel 10 have chosen her. But I spoke to someone the other day and I was like, oh, you've heard that, you know, Roxy's getting her own reality show. And the response was overwhelmingly
negative.
And then just like, I hate her. And I'm like, yeah, but that's she's so ridiculous. Yeah. That's why it's going to be great.
I don't think people appreciate, like... these stars in a way.
Yeah.
Like they don't understand what entertainment is.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
And they don't understand what it takes to make a truly crazy person.
Yeah.
Like she's actually put in a lot of hard work to curate this very unstable, rich brand for her personal brand.
Yeah. And I appreciate that.
And why are we not commending her?
Well, I for one, am commending her. Well done, Roxy. Well done. But, yes, the general public fucking hate her.
And here's an open invitation to Roxy.
Please come on our show tell us your craft.
Yeah, and we will absolutely do our best to help promote your show.
Yeah, we'll be watching the shit out of the pilot and praising it no matter what it is.
Absolutely. Now, should we go through a couple of the other shows that they've got slated
here? My God, yes.
Okay, Catfish Australia.
This hosted by Casey Donovan. Runner-up of Australian Idol. Oh, no, she won Australian Idol.
Yeah, she did.
Yes, sorry. For some reason, thought Anthony Clea won, but he was the runner-up.
Yes, he was. Once Upon a Time, part-time Uber driver.
Yes, there's that famous image of her with her arm out the side of the car. Miss Uber.
And good on Sis for getting that cash.
Yeah, you got to get it any way you can.
I'm so fucking excited for this.
This is a definite mess, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a guaranteed mess, is what I'm saying.
She, I think, she's quite sort of media savvy these days. Like, she's
really?
Well, she's been doing the rounds. I think we spoke about this on a couple of episodes ago. Mm. She's still doing the rounds of the, like, the catfishing happened.
Yes, yeah, you so brought up that story came back into the conversation kind of thing.
And it now
yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah, because they were trying to drum up some of this interest.
Yeah.
Can you give us a quick rundown of what happened? Because I just read the dot points of what happened and it reminded me of what a fucking shit show her catfish experience was.
Yes. Thank you for asking. Yep. It is one of my favorite things to talk about. And and I do believe we have spoken about it on this podcast, but I would
love... Just quick recap.
Yeah, quick recap.
New listeners if they haven't heard.
Yeah. So Casey Donovan, she struck up a online relationship mm-hmm. with a man named Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
They were in a relationship for 6 years.
6 years, yes.
And never met in person.
Never.
At the same time, she had a best friend that went by the name of Olga.
Olga.
And if you've seen a picture of Olga, you would agree with me, the name fits. So deep into her relationship with Campbell...
Mm-hmm.
He contacted Casey and pretty much said, you need to go and have sex with Olga in order to meet with me in person.
Mm-hmm.
That was the exchange.
If there weren't plenty of warning signs along this road that she was on in this relationship with Campbell, if this wasn't the biggest fucking warning sign
that
something's up,
then you deserve to be
catfished. I can't feel sorry for you at this point.
So she obliged mm-hmm. and lost her virginity.
Stop. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was her virginity.
She lost her virginity to Olga.
Mm-hmm.
Then
wow, this is tough.
Yeah. It then came out in the wash that Olga was indeed Campbell. And thus, a classic catfishing, although, as you've said, probably just far too dull.
Yeah, it is. It's sad.
Yeah, how did you not know?
It is troubling.
Mm-hmm.
I always wonder what type of person goes through life that this series of events was acceptable for them to keep it up for that long.
Well, I actually believe that there are a lot of people out there.
Well, there is a whole series called Catfish, exactly, which people are all doing this. There was a man who thought he was dating Katy Perry.
Yeah, there was a woman who thought she was dating Lil Bow Wow.
Oh, my God.
That was a great episode. But with all of that in mind, I mean, there is no better person to host this show.
No one.
My slight little, I'm just going to put my hand up and say, is she too, I guess, emotionally invested in the whole idea of catfishing to be an impartial host?
Yeah, I think this is a troublesome area for her to go into. I feel this is going to stir up a lot. It's not
triggering.
Like, yeah,
triggering.
She's not removed enough from this experience to give her advice in a sane way, I would say.
But as the old saying goes, it's a job.
It is a job. Is that the old saying?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's a paying job.
Yeah.
So
and
that
do you know what?
Trumps all.
Exactly. And also, if she's going to be a mess, I am tuning in. And that's going to make me come back week after week.
It's also going to make me
Casey.
Come.
Sorry, it's going to make... like she did with Olga.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm hoping that in the first pilot, there's only one episode, pilot episode, there is some sort of we're going to Olga's house. We're knocking on her door.
That would be fantastic.
We're asking her to address this whole situation and come clean and tell us why she did it.
Because the thing I read is that Olga's never explained why.
And so, maybe this show is
the opportunity to do that. I just can't wait for like the reel at the start of the show to explain why Casey is our host, and they'll have to explain the whole Olga situation.
We will get a backstory.
That reel itself will just, I don't know, give me life for the rest of the year, I think, just seeing that whole experience played out again. And it, do you know what? I feel sorry for Casey. It's going to be traumatic.
Yeah. Although Channel 10...
Sorry?
Well, like, are they going to delve that deep? It seems like it's going to be pretty lighthearted.
Oh, I want trash.
Yeah.
I really want it to be filthy.
Okay. Now, should we move on to the other show that you kind of don't really want to touch on, but Sydney's Crazy Rich Asians?
This, I feel like, is going to go one of two ways.
Okay.
It's either going to be huge success, everyone loves it, or there's going to be some really bad racism that comes out from the general public around this.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a given.
Yep.
We do live in Australia, so I think you should just sort of make peace with that
now.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, I should.
Shall I read the blurb?
Please do.
Money, shopping, cars, events, and glamour. Sydney's Crazy Rich Asians follows the opulent lives of six very extra characters and their local fixer who waits on their every want and need, no matter the cost.
Sorry, who waits on their needs?
Local fixer.
Okay.
I don't know what that
means.
Don't
understand that. Doesn't compute that one.
So is this, I'm confused about whether this is, so it's a reality show.
Yes.
And like, who are these people? I don't know.
I can't even like mention an influencer who I think would like fit into this like category.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, which makes me intrigued.
But
to an extent.
I'm sorry, I've just got to go back to local fixer.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. No matter the cost. What does that mean? Is someone going to die?
Are they killing people off?
Do they
have like, is that like a mob thing?
Well, they're, I don't know. Are there Asian gangs in Sydney?
I don't think the Yakuza's here. It's in Japan.
What does that mean? The Yakuza.
Yakuza's like the, did you watch Kill Bill?
Oh my God, I was just going to say, okay, Uma Thurman.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of that thing. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're definitely not cool enough to have that
no,
here.
No, absolutely not. We've got bikies.
Okay, I don't think that one's going to go to full.
No.
Like, no, then that's not going to get picked up. Or it could. I don't know.
You don't have a recognisable face like Casey Donovan or Roxy Jasenko attached. I don't know how that's going to go with, like, no names.
Are they allowed to just borrow that Crazy Rich Asians, like...
Knowing the way we operate in Australia, I feel like they're just...
We're just going to nick it.
Yeah.
I mean, did you ever watch the film?
I did watch the film.
I cried.
Sorry?
Yeah, I cried.
Why?
Well, okay, so, you know the wedding scene?
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Opulent.
You know how she floats down on, like, it's water?
Mm-hmm.
Down the middle of the aisle?
Yes.
I just started crying.
Is that what you want for your wedding day?
Yeah, I think
just
so.
Just a water aisle?
Just something really kind of
I'm
like...
so sorry. I just, like, pictured you in my head going down the water aisle and I was like, you slippery bitch, you would fall over.
Oh, my gosh. I am a slippery bitch. I would just fall right on over. And I also...
But I can't wait for that day to watch you
do
that.
I mean, will I get married? It's hard to say.
Just get married at Wet n Wild.
Do you want to get married?
Not at the moment.
No, ever.
I don't think so at the moment.
No, ever.
I don't know. If I met someone who maybe wanted to and they were really into it, then I'd be like, sure. But like at right now, I have no interest.
It just feels like a lot.
It feels like a bother.
I'm like far too lazy.
No, it sounds like a lot of organising, a lot of money. And I'm just like, I'd rather go on a holiday.
And I know this is going to come as a shock to you, but I don't like the idea of all those people just like looking at just me.
That does come as a shock.
Yeah, I know, because I need so much attention. I need it like air. Hmm. But I would rather just a big party without the whole formality.
Any time I think about a wedding, I'm like, how could I just make this a party and make it real cash if that ever did that?
But I also don't want it to be like gross.
No, like you don't want it to be like a drug den or something. No,
I want it to be nice.
Okay.
But how do you escape that with...
No, with the type of people that you associate with.
That we both associate with.
Yeah, our mutual friends are filth.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
But God love them. God love them.
And so are we.
Okay, now my 80-year-old flatmate...
So the concept is that they're throwing like a millennial into a house with an old person to share rent. Yeah?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's reality TV with a heart as older Aussies offer cheap rent to hard up millennials in exchange for company and help around the house.
Okay.
This It sounds like the beginning of a porno.
Yeah.
Truth be told.
No, absolutely.
And if the 80-year-old and the millennial don't end up fucking, I'm out.
Turning it off.
I'm out.
No, I'm going to give 10 my feedback.
Yeah.
Where was the fucking?
Like, we are so accepting of so many different forms of kink and sexuality in 2019. Mm-hmm. If they don't take this as an opportunity to go down.
At least one of the pairings need to be sexually into each other.
Grab this with both hands on the Zimmer frame and walk slowly down the street with this because it's just, it's there.
It's ripe.
And I'm not talking like those skeezy TLC like specials where it's like a 20-year-old guy and a 60-year-old woman. And it's like, I'm fucking someone that's like my grandma. I want
that's a great impression, though.
Thank you. I want something real. I want real love. Mm-hmm. But and millennial, like elder millennial, that could go up into your 30s. So it doesn't need to be like, you know,
gross.
It's gross. Which it is.
Yeah, it is gross, absolutely.
Let the minutes show we find it disgusting.
Yeah. Not the porn I search for.
I don't know. Sometimes I end up in some weird places.
Okay.
And
just suggested videos and just keep going down the rabbit hole?
Yeah.
Or is your search history just like disgusting?
You would weep.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You would gently weep if you saw what was going on there.
Oh, great.
But, I mean, again, we don't want to sort of shame people.
No.
Whatever's your kink, go
if you
for it.
Weep after porn, that's on you.
That's a very old school tactic. Just a gentle crygasm.
Yeah. Is there any other way?
No.
Who would, okay, so if you had to choose, just say like a Hollywood person, like a celebrity, older gentleman or lady, who would you want to be put in a flat with?
Oh, okay. So I mean, I love Kevin Costner, but is he really?
No. I want like a silver man. Like, I know he's silverish, but I need like an older, frail.
Frail.
More frail.
God, I'm not really up I'm not really up to date with my elder Hollywood stars.
Yeah, I would say Dame Judi Dench, but I would just worry about. I would just worry about her eyesight going,
I feel like
I'd have to be a lot of help.
Helen Mirren.
Wow. No, that's a great choice.
Helen fucking Mirren.
Yeah.
Do you see those pictures of
her fucking
when
hot.
She is holidaying in Capri?
Mm.
In Santorini.
She's a fucking babe.
She is filling out the sides of those bathing suits. And I think she just debuted pink hair on the red carpet.
Amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll take that.
She's literally like pushing us forward.
And I will fully and consensually growl down on that delicately aged beaver.
And I would not turn my nose up at that. That is pure love there, really. Yeah.
Would you watch that?
Would I watch that? Yeah, absolutely.
As a tastefully made sort of sexual.
Yeah, one of those like artful porn films. Yeah. Like soft lighting. Lot of slow moving shots.
Very soft lighting. We're getting like the Kris Jenner lighting.
Your face tunes your whole bodies, basically.
Yeah, including clitoris.
You know, I'd watch the shit out of that. See, that's the romance that we need. We need that kind of connection.
Okay, I'm going to put the question back on you.
I said Dame Judi Dench.
No. An Australian.
Ooh, an old Australian.
An older Australian celeb to go in there.
I can't even. They're Bert all dead, Newton? Aren't they? Oh my god! Imagine Bert. I would live in Bert's house.
You'd go to Bert's house, and you would start sort of like eating ass until he started saying something quite problematic.
Did you say eating ass?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. Shit. We just launched straight into that, didn't we?
Maybe
that caught me by surprise. I got to tell you, I was like, I didn't hear that.
I'm sorry. Maybe a cup of tea first.
Yeah. Sure.
And Belvedere is there as well.
Yeah.
Sort of just twisting your nipples.
Oh, fun. Yeah. No, I'm into that. Yeah, yeah. And then Matthew Newton comes in and punches me in the face.
Oh, my God. And then Patty. What's going on? Not again.
Not again.
This happens every Sunday.
Can't deal with the media.
I'm off to the State Theatre.
Lovely. Oh, Margaret from Margaret and David, because she's like our...
oh my god,
she's like our Helen Mirren.
I mean, that's
very generous. Very generous. Yeah. But no. I would. Yeah, Bert and Margaret would be.
Okay, so with Margaret, what would the scene be? I don't know why this
okay,
is going
so to this is okay. I thought we were just like putting ourselves in the show. I didn't know we're putting ourselves in a porno.
We've got to paint the picture for the listeners. Our job.
Yeah. To be honest, I think it would be very cinematic because it has to be because it's Margaret of at the movies.
Yeah.
It would have to be almost like French noir.
Yeah.
Black and white, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
A bit of jump cut editing as okay. well.
Are you jump cutting too?
Yeah, my body is really moving in a weird way right now.
It's silent. It's silent.
Yep, it's 100% silent. Few subtitles come up.
Yeah.
And I think it's
lots of dinosaur designs everywhere. Dinosaur designs, jewelry, okay. and plateware.
Yeah, sure.
Around.
Didn't realize that was a thing, but sure. It's just me going down on her for almost an hour, and then when I look up at the end, it's a clown face.
Oh my god. And then David pops his head behind and he goes, surprise.
Yeah. Finn.
Yeah, yep. Finn. Dot.
Yeah.
Full stop. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think we've disturbed quite a lot of people there.
Yeah, everyone's tuned out at this point.
Do we want to touch on the final one? It's only the right thing to do.
What is it called?
Part-time privates.
This is scripted, no?
I don't know. Two mothers at a local primary school decide to start a home-based private investigation business. Yeah, sounds scripted.
Not interested.
No, not interested. I've actually fell asleep.
During that sentence.
During that sentence.
Well, I heard you stop. You fell asleep. The little nod off there.
Yeah. He had to kick me.
Yeah. Well,
this is the one that I've invested the least amount of time in researching before this podcast.
Clearly.
Obviously, because I've got no fucking idea what it's about.
No. And we probably won't be tuning in either.
You know what I... What's really upsetting...
What is?
Is the amount of truly horrific scripted TV shows that are making it to air in Australia. Like, they're so bad.
Yeah, do you mean like the like recent ones that they've just been like throwing out
there? The house that's like, five people that are going into
a house. Five bedrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like... It's hard for me to see this because it's actually so great that we are putting scripted things.
Oh, it's so on good to yeah, television. It's so good it's happening, but the quality of the content not so good.
No, it's like we've literally just taken all of the actors from Offspring and put them in a new house.
Just put them in a blender.
And it's the Secret Life of Us 2.0.
And
also
no good.
But also packed to the raft. Like there's just.
Yeah, we just get the dregs from every other show, pick them out and then throw them into something and hope it works.
What was that AFL one?
Oh, no, the like wives one.
The last kick or something.
Oh, I have no idea. I know which one you're talking about, though.
Yeah, and it was like, and then there's that one where it was like mums, like pick up from school mums, and they were trying to be.
Oh, yeah, bad mothers because they killed someone. They killed Melissa George.
They literally just ripped off Big Little Lies.
Yeah.
But did a terrible job.
Yeah. Well, we're good at doing a terrible job at scripted TV, especially on network TV. It's disgusting.
But how are these things getting greenlit?
Because there's idiots in the room. Look, we work in media. We've seen some big idiots in our time.
Yeah, I know.
So it's just a bunch of idiots running around.
You would think that they would learn at this point.
Well, no, because you know what? People aren't about growth. Sometimes.
Here we go.
What? Sorry. No, I'm not going to go on a full rant about this, but some people just don't grow. And we have to accept that.
Okay. But the thing here is I don't want us to sound like we just want all reality TV on our shows. Mm-hmm. Like kind of light entertainment serves a purpose. And
absolutely.
It's great. But I do want to see great scripted TV making a comeback. But I've got no hope, Daniel.
This, we won't talk on this too long, but this is a very good segue to who's been nominated for the Logies.
Yes. So when did it come out? When was it announced?
It was announced this week. I have to say, so the one thing that is a bother for me is that poor people like Guy Pearce, who is in Jack Irish.
Oh my God, I've got such a good story about him. Do you want to hear it?
Can I just quickly finish this thought?
Sorry, go on.
Guy Pearce is nominated for most popular actor. And I understand the popular thing is like audience vote, whatever. So it needs to be whoever. But he's up against Ray Meagher from Home and Away. What?
Ma? Ray Ma.
Fucking Alf.
It's freaking Alf.
So poor Guy Pearce has been put up against Alf of Home and Away. Like, This is a sad industry we're in.
Do you know what's even more sad?
My pronunciation of Ray's name?
No, even more sadder than that. Alf is probably going to beat him.
He's going to win.
Yeah.
Which is a real bother.
Let that marinate.
Sorry, what's your Guy Pearce story?
Oh, I feel bad for interrupting you.
No, it's fine.
But
we got there.
I did go along a few years ago to an after party at the Sydney Film Fest.
Okay.
And he was there. He had done a film with Robert Pattinson. I think it was called The Rover or something like that.
Is that the one where he was in the limousine?
No, it was the one where they were
the gritty
outback.
One. Gritty. Yeah. Yes, dirty.
And I found myself at an after party.
Ooh.
And I mean, if you only knew the deep sexual crush I had on Robert Pattinson, only to find myself standing next to him while he vaped and said not much, but I obviously internalized that moment and masturbated to hell and back.
I was going to say, if you were saying before you came, you would have been gushing at this.
And actually, I'm going to have to pause this right now and just have a little touch. Yeah, I'm going to have to touch myself.
Yeah, your brain's wet with the memory.
But Robert Pattinson opted not to come out with us, so we just me and my friends partied with Guy Pearce. And when I say me and my friends, it was literally like three of us, him and his friend. So like we were
you
close.
You were in it, yeah.
And like Robert Pattinson like saw himself off for the best. And so we were trying
to... Look at that self-restraint that you didn't follow him.
I know. And then so we were driving around in his private car. He had a private car. And the guy was like, the guy driving the car, just to be clear. So
driver.
Where do you want us to take you? Yeah, it was Casey Donovan. And Olga was in the front too.
Going down on her.
And the pressure was on me to choose a bar for us to go
that
to.
I would fold under the pressure because I am useless in those situations.
What was that bar that's like, it's underneath, what's that Italian restaurant that's up on Oxford Street? It's like...
Oh, Big Poppers.
Big Poppers.
You whatever's know, underneath
the
it.
The bar that's underneath it. It used to be called like Sailors or like...
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I was going to say Hello Sailor.
I think it was.
Okay.
Hello Sailor.
Amazing.
Anyway, I pulled up around to the back and I got out to the door bitch and I was like, hey, I've got Guy Pearce with me. The Guy Pearce.
Amazing.
I'm going to need you to let me and all of my friends come in through this secret entry. And the door bitch was like... Okay, fine. Like, just really not interested.
Yeah.
I then went into the bar and there was no tables. And I said to the guy at the bar, hi, I'm here with Guy Pearce. Yep, the Guy Pearce. I'm going to need you to clear a table and bring us some bottles of something.
Are you kidding?
I was, please keep in mind that I was very fucked up at this point.
Okay.
Like, I was not... Well,
I'm happy to hear that you were fucked up.
Yeah. But isn't that awful that that's the persona that comes out? Like, here I am.
It's truly horrifying.
Yeah, it is. Like, here I am thinking I'm, like, you know, the best gal about town because I've got the Guy Pearce. And the guy at the bar.
I like that you kept referring to him as the Guy Pearce.
I had to say the Guy Pearce. And the guy at the bar, he was the bar manager, and he just said, I don't care.
That would have been my reaction as well.
And it was a truly sobering moment. And
he's my favorite person in this story, the bartender that told you to basically fuck
who
off.
Who did I think I was? Guy Pearce was going to get me in.
You're the drunk bitch with all the confidence in the world because you've got a Hollywood actor behind you.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to know that, guys, if you ever are rolling deep with Guy Pearce, it won't get you shit.
Yeah. No. And especially if he loses out to old fucking Alf in these Logie Awards this year.
Fuck, if I had Alf on my arm.
Oh, my God. They would have cleared the entire bar just
like,
for you and
bring
Alf.
Bring in the strippers. Yeah. Bring in, like, we would have gotten
exactly,
the VIP
the bags
treatment.
As well. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, the one other thing I just want to quickly touch on with the Logies as well is the gold Logie who...
What does it ever mean?
Well, yeah, what does it mean? And also, who is nominated?
Oh, hit me.
So... Amanda Keller.
Yeah.
Sure. Costa Gregarious. I don't know how to say his last name, but he is on Gardening Australia.
Okay.
So who? Eve Morey from Neighbours.
No.
Roger Corsa from Doctor.
Oh, he's hot.
He could punch me in the face. Sam Mack from Sunrise, literally the weatherman.
No.
Tom Gleason from Hard Quiz.
Okay.
And then Waleed Ali again.
Okay. So do you reckon Tom Gleason's gotten on there for his efforts for getting Grant Denyer nominated and winning the Gold Logie last year? Because that was a joke campaign.
Yeah,
from
that was
him.
A good gag.
And so he's for his efforts.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for bringing attention to this show no one really tunes into.
Yeah. Well, like, honestly, single-handedly revived Grant Denyer's career.
Look at all those shows he's got now. Dancing with the Stars, Name Game, was it Family Feud? Loves it.
Name
Game? Celebrity Name Game. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a sore point for us.
Who do you think is going to win from that lineup?
Couldn't give less of a shit, to be honest.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
When is it? It's July?
Who knows?
Okay, well, closer to the date, we might do some sort of wrap-up.
Yeah. You've attended the Logies before.
Yeah, I went to, that's when I
that was last year, wasn't it?
Nolsey.
Oh, and yeah, and you did the fireball shot. Oh, love it.
Yeah.
What a moment.
It was a great moment.
And that girl with the circle dress.
Yeah, it's just so circly.
Callbacks, guys. If you haven't listened to it, get on back there.
Fucking what are you doing here? Yeah. Get back. Guys, I hope you've enjoyed our sort of overview of what's coming up on Australian TV. I feel sad that I just said that sentence.
I know. It was like a real quaint summary.
Yeah.
But no, I'm wet for a few of these shows and I can't wait.
Mostly Roxy.
Yeah, Roxy, I literally am going to – I need a full series. I will not be happy with just a pilot.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
Yeah. All right, and please, Roxy, once again, if you are listening
– Roxy, babe.
Please get on here.
We'll find you.
Well, people are trying to find her, it seems.
You can't. Yeah. All right, thanks, guys. We'll see you next week. I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you. Bye.
See ya.